the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
There must be some kind of mistake. Surely you didn't mean... Well, let's enjoy some bloopers with some well-meaning boneheads on this silly episode about misunderstandings. And now, Lisa, Daryl, and Shelley.
Me?
You.
You mean me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I didn't understand.
Oh.
Oh, you're pointing at me.
I think it's my turn.
Oh,
hold on.
What if, maybe we should have talked it out better.
You
communicate.
Okay.
Welcome. We have a podcast.
I think there might be a misunderstanding here or something.
This is Good Witch, Bad Witch.
Play on the old words, yes.
You've come to Good Witch, Bad Witch, where we don't know what the hell we're doing. But this is a show about misunderstanding, so it'll be fun and silly because it happens all the time. And see, it was a scripted comedy laugh riot. L-A-F-F riot.
Right.
So it's a podcast that you came to on purpose, hopefully. And I'm your Good Witch, Shelley Majors.
I'm your bad witch, Lisa Brown, and I'd actually like to go back and look at that because you probably should have seen my face. Shelley didn't tell us she was going to do that, and I'm probably like, bitch, we just talked about who was going to come in.
I can't wait to watch the video because I go...
I was too, I'm all...
And by the way, I am your man witch here.
There you go, Daryl Brown.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to introduce you guys, but then you introduced, and then I introduced myself.
That, what a misunderstanding.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Misunderstandings are funny because people's feelings get hurt. Mm-hmm. Shit doesn't get done.
Yeah.
It looks...
messy.
Bush League, mm-hmm. amateur hour. But sometimes they're really funny.
Yeah. Right.
Can I tell you guys a misunderstanding that happened this week that happens to people all the time?
Yeah.
And it actually kind of turned out in you guys' favor.
Oh.
So we had some relatives that were going to come up and have lunch with mom now that she's doing better and can be around people and stuff. And they had said, okay, we'll see you Wednesday for this get together and stuff. So I went out to get some groceries regular. And then mom said, hey, why don't you get a bunch of different sandwiches at Panera and we'll cut them up and have like a tea party. Like, what a great idea. So I go to Panera and buy $70 worth of a variety of sandwiches and come back. And it's like 5 minutes before they're supposed to show up. And mom says, you know what? I think they might have meant next Wednesday. And we can't do next Wednesday. But have you ever had the this Wednesday, next Wednesday fiasco?
Always.
But then so we couldn't eat five enormous sandwiches.
You
so we brought you guys
sandwiches.
To them. Yes. So we gave them to the homeless. I mean, Lisa and Daryl.
Oh,
they
well, Daryl never got one.
I'm like, hey, wait
good
a minute.
For you.
Yeah. There was a misunderstanding there. I was supposed to get somebody a sandwich.
Daryl never heard about the sandwiches?
No. Well,
no.
I told him you brought them. I just thought, I didn't know that you brought them for us. I ate them 2 days in a row.
Great. Good for you.
Misunderstanding.
Did you guys have any other ones like of late?
My most favorite one, I think, it's seriously the funniest thing that ever happened to me. And it was with Erica calling on New Year's Eve one time. Seriously, this is the best misunderstanding ever. Don't call me on New Year's Eve because you know what I've been doing. I've been like, tilting the bottle, having some beers and stuff. But she called me and she's like, hey, Daddy D, I'm downtown and I don't have a ride. And I go, yeah, I love you. Happy New Year. And I hung up the phone. I still
it was a cry for help.
That was the most funniest misunderstanding
Although
ever.
Although I do think that Bianca was conceived that night. So, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, it was meant to be.
See, we brought a beautiful baby girl into the world. But that one to me still to this day is the most. I'm like, because she's like, wait, what, huh?
So I had one that actually just happened yesterday.
Sweet.
I was talking to one of my designers. He's this kid that makes leggings, and his name is Bailey. And young kid or whatever does a really good business and stuff. And I couldn't order off of his website. He kept giving me an error screen. And so he was trying to fix it. And I kept, like, putting screenshots, like, showing him what was happening. And, he wrote me back and he said, the top message won't go away. And so this is what happened. This was a misunderstanding. I was texting him while I was talking and also walking into the post office.
Oh.
And so
what could go wrong?
I said, when I click on the person icon, I get an error screen. Thank you. That's what it sounded like in my text.
Uh-huh.
What happened was somebody opened the door to the post office and I said, thank you.
Uh-huh.
So what I just said, when I click on the personal icon, I get an error screen. But then it said, thank you, and it sounds like, thank you.
Snarky. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And then I wrote, I didn't mean to say thank you after the message. I was voice texting somebody over the door for me, LOL. And
I'm not grateful.
Yeah, and I go, not that I wouldn't say thank you to you, but in that context, it kind of looks like I was being an asshole.
Yeah.
And he wrote, ha ha, you're fine.
So, where is Bailey from?
Which designer? It's TL Treasures.
But
he's not in Colorado.
No, but he's not from China or anything.
No.
So he speaks good English and stuff.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah,
because we do deal with others.
You're trying to communicate while you're walking
funny.
And chewing gum at the same time and doing the
because I just hit
text.
Like send, and then I looked at it and it was like, thank you.
Oh, like, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's like...
he's trying to help me out the poor
see,
kid.
that screws you up, those voice ones like that, you know, because our friend Eric Fitz, when we were on vacation one time, when his work said, hey, are you enjoying... are you having a good time? He goes, yeah, we're enjoying our... Instead of saying paid time off, PTO, it said POT, we're enjoying pot.
Yeah.
And he goes, I think I just told somebody that I work with, I'm enjoying pot right now.
Yeah.
I'm on the pot.
That, yeah, that's an autocorrect for sure.
Not as funny, but, and not that recently. I got kind of in a big problem with one of our very dear friends, Deb Moliner, and it was another friend's 50th birthday party, and I had volunteered to bartend. It was our friend Dara's husband's 50th birthday party, and we were a little bit younger. But anyway, I'm bartending. Everybody's getting smashed, including the bartender. And Deb and I are starting to have a talk. Heart to talk. What? A
talk.
Heart
to talk.
Heart to heart.
Heart
to heart.
Heart to
heart. A talk. And I remember, I get emotional when I'm sober or drunk, but when I'm drunk, it's accelerated. And there was crying and hugging, and I was like, I'm here for you. And she was in a serious situation. Well, I forgot. And so afterwards, I was just coordinating social events like I do. And it's like, hey, does everybody want to go have a drink here? Does everybody want to go have a drink here? And the situation that this person was in, they couldn't drink for a while.
Oh.
And so finally, after the third invitation, where I think I'm being Miss Thoughtful Fun Pants and keeping all of our friends together, she's like, don't you remember that we had this conversation? I think it's really rude that you're inviting me to these things that I can't go to.
Yeah.
Oh. And I was like, I don't remember any of that. I fucked up. I'm going to make this right, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, we're still friends and all that other stuff. But alcohol is a big root
is
of misunderstanding.
Is that more of a misunderstanding, a drunken stupor?
I would say more of column B than column A.
Yeah.
But because of column B, column A can be magnified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a dumbass attack.
Okay.
Is what happened.
There you go. What happens?
Yeah, so that damn alcohol makes me have a lot of misunderstandings.
Yeah,
like,
well,
hey,
there's
yeah.
that.
We were what?
I have enough misunderstandings without adding alcohol.
Exactly.
That's why I try not to.
I think one of the biggest misunderstandings I ever had was I part of. I really thought you guys wanted me to be a part of this podcast.
That's so funny. Oh my god.
Remember when the sandwich minute was 60 seconds?
Yeah, I really thought I was I just remember that day we had that meeting that you guys were in your office and I was in mine.
Yeah.
And you guys had
you
that
didn't
meeting.
Have an office.
Yeah.
Let's throw a D a bone and here we are.
Okay.
And that's the intro.
I have just one other one.
Please.
I don't know if this is so much a misunderstanding, but when I was looking things up, the biggest, I guess, I wouldn't say controversy, but like typo error with misunderstanding is your versus your.
Yeah.
Just Y-O-U-R versus mm-hmm. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
I have problems with that there and there.
So this is, well, that one is a little harder. But as far as the your and your thing.
Yes.
Because there is, you have the other one too.
Mm-hmm.
T-H-E-Y-E-R
and then
R-E. Anyways, my your versus your is whenever I'm writing it, I say in my head, like I'm going to say, is this your glass?
Right.
I always say, is this your glass or is this you are glass?
Yeah, because you're smart and awesome.
Thank you. And so if it doesn't fall in the you are,
uh-huh.
then you use the other one.
That's right.
Right. So say it in your head first before you write it down wrong.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Huh.
And another way to do that, or another time I use it, is for with me, or like, do I say Lisa and I went to the store, or me and Lisa went to the store?
Uh-huh.
So it's like, if I take you out of the equation, it's like, was me going to go to the store? I going to go to the store. So then that's how I do that one, because normally I'll just throw in a whom and hope for the best.
Who's going to the store? Yeah.
Who's going to the store?
Are you going to the Shulishtashire?
Whose womb have we speak?
I don't get it. Sometimes Lisa and it's Lisa and I, not me and Lisa.
It depends. Yeah, so if you cut out the weird. Lisa, as one should, and say it with,
like, if you
me
say
go to the store,
I'm going to be back.
I'm going to the store. No. I don't know. Anyways.
Right. I get it. I know what you're saying.
Who got you the store anyway?
You're my friend.
Yeah. You and yours. So that's a
that,
good one.
Yeah, that was my whole, there's a big controversy with that. And just try to be, because some people, it really does drive them crazy. So
yes, and be concise.
Yeah, and now you can Google it, so.
Yeah, right. Give it a Google. Yeah.
Well, I would like to thank you and yours for letting me's be a part of this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, misunderstanding that he wasn't going to get fired.
We let him on the show.
Oh, yeah. God, it's your fault.
It's fine, though.
Totally your fault.
We'll be right back. He was just leaving. Oh, there must be some misunderstanding. It must be some kind of mistake. It must be some misunderstanding. Because there must be some kind of mistake.
Hi, fellow witchy-witching witches.
What you witching about?
This is our show that's called Misunderstandings. I just had some funny ones that I found. These were ones that people wrote things wrong. And there was a closed sign on these people's business. And it said, closed due to personal circumcisions. Apology for any inconvenience caused.
They spelled inconvenienced.
But closed due to personal circumstances. Which, you know.
Yeah, well, you know.
That might be a way, the reason to close. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they're just telling the truth. Maybe it's not a misunderstanding.
They weren't too pacific about what was going on there.
Exactly. That was one of mine that I found.
Can I piggyback that one? Because it's very similar. Yeah. I love misspelled signs. Mm-hmm. So working at Blake Street for so long, we had the dark years where there was old sewer system underneath us, and we had to, at greatest expense, go through fixing this sewer system, and it was very inconvenient for a lot of people. We had to have porta potties outside and all this other stuff. Big place and no toilets, and it was a problem. Anyway, our beautiful and talented Corey, who was our events manager at the time, would make signs for every occasion, sporting event, what have you, if we had a closure or something like that, and would make beautiful signs in a lovely font in a large size for everyone to read. Well, when we were having the toilet problems, the signs read, "So sorry, toilets are closed. Sorry for the incontinence." I don't know if it was on purpose or not, but I thought it was beautiful.
Oh my God.
And I think I kept one. It just made me giggle.
You didn't make you,
I think she I didn't make him. I think she was I don't know if she did it on purpose or not, but it gave me a giggle.
That's funny. Hilarious.
Yeah.
When my let me just piggyback on that. When my sister was the manager of the Slender Lady, she was really worried about doing a good job and stuff, and they had her in charge of making these giant posters for these Megan beds that you would lay on, and it was like a massage bed that massaged you, but it also had like ultraviolet, like green gems.
God, it felt so good.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
But so she had these ginormous posters that I shit you not, probably cost around $300 a piece.
Whoa.
And it had what basically all the benefits of what the bed would do. And so she actually put it together, went and got them printed, paid with their money, blah, 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 blah. She did have it approved, so it wasn't completely her fault. But when she got it back, instead of saying massage bed, it said message bed.
Oh, no!
In giant
beautiful
letters.
Message bed.
Yeah. What is it?
Megan message bed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And yeah,
did she get fired?
Well, later, but not for that.
Yeah, they kept her on for a little bit longer. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good mistake.
So mine is you wrote stuff. this was funny. Like, you know, reporters screw up all the time. Mm-hmm. And sure. they're live on TV and stuff. But I seen this gal, and this reporter was talking about this new clock that they put in this Times Square, at this little town, you know, in Town Square, not Times Square, Town Square and this and that. And they zip back to her, and she goes, God, she goes, that is a beautiful cock that's going to be enjoyed by everyone that goes to see it.
And the guy, aren't they all, though?
But the guy that was sitting there, I mean, just, he goes, and she just kept going on, and then he gets up and walks out. He walks away because he's like,
that but, L is so important.
It
is.
Yeah, but it that's is a so beautiful many. Cock that's going to be enjoyed by everyone that goes and sees it. I was like,
which brings me to who has the most important job, and it's the person that's looking at the neon G and the black Angus sign.
Yeah, yeah.
That we got to make sure that thing stays lit.
Yeah, exactly.
Black Angus.
On the break before we came in, Lisa and Daryl were talking about Fiona would bark at some doorbells, but like their actual doorbells, she wouldn't. Just the doorbell on the TV is the right tone or whatever. It's kind of a doggy misunderstanding.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
And I was like, we have visitors!
Well, yeah. The funny thing is, excuse me, we never had a doorbell at our other house. We lived in a trailer.
Yeah.
We lived in a trailer park. We didn't have a doorbell. So how did dogs even know what doorbells meant or what they were?
I think even it's primal.
I think it is.
Even our other dogs, huh? Uh-huh. They'd hear a doorbell on the TV, they would flip shit.
Flip, wow. Yeah.
Just go nuts.
And, but we moved out here, and I was like, check it out, we have a doorbell now, ding, ding. And they're like, what's that?
Yeah.
Disinterested.
You know, Jesus.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I got one of the misunderstood text. This isn't from me. It was actually on the internet.
Okay.
But the it said, the person writing the text says, I love Christmas. My dad got me a new big dildo for my dorm. And the person they were texting said, your dad and you have a strange relationship, my friend. And they put back, pillow, damn you, out of prick, damn you, to hell.
Well, she can sleep on it if it's big enough.
The auto-text demons are hilarious.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they're just raising havoc. Yeah.
You guys remember we had a real live one here. Between the Good Witch, Bad Witch, when that gal, Shelley, invited somebody over.
The chicken
for chicken.
She invited
gal.
Me to a chicken dinner. I said, who dis? And what kind of chicken?
That was great. I wish you would have kept up with that. That would have been fun, man.
So funny.
Okay, hey, sitcoms, this is what I don't like. So I think that you guys and Brian like cringy humor, and I don't like avoidable, wacky humor. Three's Company. Every episode was a misunderstanding.
Like,
okay, he's not gay, and who cares if he was? And the girl's a bimbo, but come on, not really. And I was like, I cannot believe they milked it for as long as they did, and that I loved it as long as I did. It's so dumb.
Same with Seinfeld, though.
Yes, I mean, always a misunderstanding.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. And everybody, Seinfeld. Yeah, here and there, it's fine, but every week, I was like, I want to punch each one of these people.
Right, and it's 30 minutes of not being able to figure out this girl's name.
Right.
They're like, oh, yeah, I think it's like a lady's body part. They're like, Mulva!
Yeah.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
30 minutes
there
gone.
There you go. Stupid.
I'm sticking with the funny stuff that I've seen on TV.
Okay, hit me.
It's not like, cause not a misunderstanding, but just funny stuff, mm-hmm. you know. But does anybody remember the gal? She had gotten picked to come down. She comes running down, and that's back when people used to wear tube tops.
Right. Was this Price is Right?
No. Price is Right.
Price is Right, yeah.
Yeah, she could, you know, come on down, and her top falls down, and Bob Barker goes, man, you really wanted to be on this show, didn't you? And I'm like, but the look up, they flash over to him, his eyes are all wide and stuff, but I was like,
luckily it wasn't live.
Oh my God.
Well, I think that they could put bars.
No, I think they did, but I was like, that was crazy. And then,
if I remember, she wasn't even fazed by it.
She was out there. She's ready.
She used it as a skirt after that. Yeah. She's like, it's fine.
I'm ready to go, Bob. Bob's all, mm-hmm.
I'm a designer.
She even forgot the price wrong. Come on up.
Yeah.
Speaking of boobs, I just read this one too, but there was a little boy, 6 or 7 years old, and he was in the bathroom, in the shower, whatever, and saw for the first time a loofah. His mom had a pink loofah in the shower.
No.
And he's like, what's this? And she said, I don't know why she didn't just say what it was or why she was messing with him. Maybe she just thought she was funny. She's like, it's a boob scrubber. It's a boob scrubber for ladies. That's what I use for, is just boob scrubber. And so anyway, years go by, he remembers it, and he moves in with a young lady after they get out of college or what have you, and she has a loofah at her house, and she's like, you can use my shower, we're going to do this, and he's like, why would I need a boob scrubber? She's like, what?
Say what?
Yeah, boob scrubber. Yeah. Oh. There you go. You can use them for whatever you want. Oh, you guys didn't know.
They're big in the communities out in Florida. You use them to let, you know, what kind of kinky sex you're into.
Yep.
Whatever color loofah you have hanging on your car.
Is this like the pineapple thing or the white rocks?
Yes,
yeah, it's more intricate. If you have a green loofah, you're into threesomes.
You guys know a lot more about threesomes.
There's a whole diary of what each loofah means.
In the villages.
Like a key or a key. Log.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So if
yeah.
you have a white one, you're just single and ready to mingle. I don't know.
But if you have a pink one, it means you're a boob scrubber.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah.
Why can't people together, just communicate?
If you have a blue and a white one together, you are dangerous.
Yeah.
So what's a pineapple thing?
Pineapples just means you're swingers.
Swingers, yeah.
If you have a pineapple on your window, it means that you're open for swinging.
And see, I didn't know that. And it was a couple years back when we first moved here. I bought a pineapple thing at the dollar store. It said, "Let's welcome summer" or something.
Yeah.
I had it hanging upstairs in my window and stuff. And my daughter, Christina, comes over. She goes, "Swinging now, Dad, or what?" Like, what? So she told me, I'm like, what?
Ran upstairs.
And put it on the front door.
Yeah, they put two in. No. Apparently, if you have a big white rock in your front of your house, too, it means you're a swinger.
Interesting.
I don't know whether that's sure or not. I don't know. But I mean, I've never gone up and said, hey, can I join you?
I've done numerous things and I put them on my door. I've got a front rock and nobody's coming knocking on my door.
We have a little old. Like a red wagon in our front yard. And if somebody comes to the front door and says, "Can I fix your wagon?" What should I expect? What
does that mean? That means that they want
to rotate your tires. Yeah.
I don't get it. Okay. This is why it'd be terrible in the alternative lifestyle community.
That's why they're misunderstanding. I'd be like, what are you saying?
She's always walking around with a necklace of a
pineapple
with a pink loofah she's shaking it around.
I have a necklace of a vanilla ice cream cone. Leave the hell alone.
She's got a big white rock ring. Hey, what's up?
Everybody's like, I'm so vanilla.
But I don't know what it means.
You are so bad at this community.
Speaking of meanings... I was looking up some double meanings of things, and I just wanted, this probably has nothing to do with anything, but if you ever do have a misunderstanding, in case somebody is calling your vagina something you didn't know.
Calling your what?
Vagina.
Okay.
She says it so cute.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Your vagina.
West Virginia.
Have you ever seen the spelling of vagina? Speaking of spellings.
It just is, that's how you say it when you're country like me. Vagina.
Is your vagina or you are vagina?
It's...
I'll let you speak.
Is it me, vagina?
So, for your badge, this is what somebody may be calling, if they say they're talking about these, they're talking about a vagina.
Okay.
Bits.
Oh. Yeah, your minky. Lady bits?
Yeah, clean your bits.
Your minky.
Oh,
your
that's what? Cute.
Minky.
I like that one.
Sure.
Your fufu.
Oh, that's nice.
Thingy.
Sure.
It's my thingy. Your bean.
Oh, yeah.
Your Mary Ellen.
Oh.
Have you heard Mary that one Ellen?
No.
The downstairs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your fandango. Your little lady garden.
Oh.
And my personal favorite.
Please.
The penis flytrap.
Oh, nice. I like that better than boner garage.
Yeah. I didn't hear that
one. That's nice.
Cool.
Boner garage old
school. Somebody says, bring on over your penis flytrap, Shelly.
You want to bring something. Your...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I've been warned. Yeah. I've been schooled. I've been taught.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. well, one of your favorite ones from Brian is that guy who's talking about that there's a girl that he likes, and he brings over a box, and the box used to say drapes on it, mm-hmm. and it had drapes on it, but the D fell off, so it said rape. And he said, just to be clear, this isn't a rape box, it's a drape box. I don't like rape, and let me sing you a little song about it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to do it with me?
I think I do it wrong, but I can try.
I'm not a racist or a rapist or a racist rapist, but I really think that you are cute. Boop, boop. World's best misunderstanding.
Yes.
It's a drape box.
Yes.
It's not a rape box.
It's amazing.
It is. You guys know the biggest misunderstanding that happened in our whole universe. I think it is a misunderstanding that lasted a long time. was when my dad said that he wanted to make love to your wife.
Oh, no. Sweet, sweet love to Lisa.
And maybe he really did. But as much as he is in love with my mother, I think he was like, I love Lisa so much. And he just threw in some make love in there. Mm-hmm. And that was cringeworthy because it sat there for about a year. Did it just sit there out in the universe?
It was about 6 months.
It was a minute.
Did you tell the story, Daryl?
Oh, no, it was great. I hadn't seen the major for a while, and so we had a little get together. I think it was Karen's birthday.
It was Karen's birthday.
Okay, down at the old Blake Street when it was still going.
So this is March.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. And, you know, God bless your dad. He's such a great human, and he would always greet you, and he loved to hug. So I hadn't seen him for a while. So I walked over, and I hugged him, and he goes, where's your beautiful wife? And I go, she's right over there. He goes, oh, I just love her. I want to make sweet, sweet love to her. It just came out so natural and flowed into my ear that it didn't really bug me. It was a thing.
Who does it?
Well, I mean, it was like, you know, when Snow White or whatever's walking through the thing and the butterflies are falling around. That's how I felt, just like sweet, sweet love all around my head. I'm like, it didn't bug me. But it bothered him after that. And we had went to, it was Shelley's birthday.
Yes, yeah, September.
In September. And we were outside having some cocktails, and he just kept kind of giving me this look. And I'm like, what's going on? So whatever. And he's like, hey, he goes, I don't know why you haven't punched me, knocked me out yet or what. He goes, for what I said about your wife. And I said, what? I go, I was honored. I go, I was like, somebody else sees what I'm. Yeah. I'm like, damn. Yeah. Hey, she's sweet, sweet love making too.
Get
in
that bandana.
You know, she's got that Venus flytrap or penis flytrap thing.
My thingy.
Yeah. Woo. Your bits, baby.
My little.
Yeah. And I hugged your dad even harder that night and told him how much I love him. I go, oh no. I said that was, I would be honored if you made sweet love to my wife.
In so many different ways, no. Mostly.
I don't think you have the permission.
No.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. You don't own that penis,
God bless you. And the thing with this, he's in heaven now going, yep, uh-huh, they're still talking about it. I knew I lived my mark on that.
No regrets.
Nope.
Yeah. It's my credo.
That's funny.
He was the king of the misunderstanding. He might ask a lady or two if she was pregnant when she weren't.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it.
I actually had that. I
got punched. Punched hard by my wife.
When in doubt, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, I've said this before. Unless there's a foot hanging out of somebody's vagina, do not ask the woman if they're pregnant.
If it's just baby on board, you're okay, but...
When are the triplets due?
I was dating somebody before I met Daryl.
What?
And, yeah, just one person. God. And we went to a gas station. I went inside to pay, and this guy said, oh, congratulations on your baby. I was not pregnant.
Oh.
And I didn't feel like fucking with it. Yeah. I was just like, thank you. You know, like, I'm tired.
Just took one for her own team.
I'm just like, whatever. And so then the guy walked in.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, whatever. And the guy said, and congratulations to you, too.
Oh,
and walked
shit.
Out. And he was like, what was, like, he goes, what was that about? And I go, I don't know. I think he thought we were somebody else.
Good recovery.
I was too tired.
Who was the guy?
Oh, somebody else.
It was somebody that wasn't you.
The one right before you.
Oh, no. That would have been so funny. Is it who I'm thinking it was?
I don't know.
Oh, but their reaction, wait, what? You know, you're having a baby?
That ain't mine.
Yeah. It ain't mine.
That don't look like me.
I gotta let my wife know about this.
Oh my God.
He wasn't married.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care, but I don't do that. With your dad. I don't sleep with married men.
No.
Nope. Yeah, no.
I thought you were gonna talk about the one at when we were at Mickey's that night.
Oh God, there was a, just don't be fat. How about that? I was
or don't be thoughtless.
Oh my God, this was a little kid.
He probably was 3 or 4.
Okay.
And he walked by us, we were sitting, and he goes, look, mama, that lady's gonna have a baby.
And I spit fucking steak clear across.
Daryl goes, oh, I go, don't you try to make excuses for that.
Do it. I had to turn my body physically away from her, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, when can I go back? When do I go back?
She's gonna have a baby.
But the way he said,
she's gonna have a baby. And I died. I'm like, oh my God.
And Daryl, like,
and then
tried.
I went, wait.
He's he just meant that. Then I pulled the old Bill Cosby.
Kids say the darndest things, don't they?
They sure don't, little rascal.
That little fool.
Speaking of pregnant confusion and misunderstandings. How the hell do you think Joseph felt? He's like, you did what now? I'm sorry.
You were who?
Like the holy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. This is what we're doing now.
You're a very, very hot woman.
All I did was
go ahead and stay with that.
All I did was walk by your hut.
Yeah.
It was a blunder misunderstanding is when, what's his name? Miscalled the Miss America. Steve Harvey.
What did he say?
He called the runner up as Miss America.
Right. Oh,
and
no.
they even put the crown on her and everything. They called him backstage and he had to come back out after commercial and goes, I'm sorry, is all me. There's been a mistake. He goes, you were runner up. And then he goes, you're Miss America.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. And to the runner-up, he's just like, just to make this up to you, I will make sweet love to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right in your fandango.
And then he brought out your dad.
He goes, but this is
I know a guy.
But this is the guy that's going to have to do the deed.
Yeah. That was a super misunderstanding.
It was crazy.
I think that was just more of a fuck-up.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
And then they had the one where they announced the wrong Academy Award winner for the movies that time.
Not that long ago.
No. Yeah, and they got up and all came up. They're like, oh, no.
Sorry, sit down. Oopsie.
That's a lot of them. That's all I got.
That's all I got, too.
Those were fun.
That was great. We were misunderstood about when we were going to quit.
Yeah.
So let's all take a poll, and should we go on to what you're talking about?
Let's do it.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
We're in agreement.
We're in agreement.
To disagree.
Mint. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Welcome back, you silly witches. This is the segment of the show that we call Witch It Talking About. It's a play on words, and we talk about stuff. You're going to like it. You're going to sit there, and you're going to take it. Mm-hmm. If you don't understand it, get over yourself. I like gritting my teeth.
Wow, you're mean.
I am mean and aggressive.
Yeah.
It's
a misunderstanding.
I know, because I'm supposed to be the good witch.
Right.
Hey, Daryl, you want to go first this time?
Sure.
How you feeling?
I'm ready for this. I'm ready for this. Guys, I have some news. And this is for our listeners and everybody. Remember a couple weeks back, I said my hands were up in the air over an air fryer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I didn't get very many response back from our faithful people telling me which they thought was good, this was bad, blah, blah, blah. But so I made the purchase of my own, and I got the Emeril Lagasse Dual Zone Air Frying Oven.
Sweet.
It's in my kitchen now. It's incredible. It came with plenty of different accessories for it, this and that.
Trays
and everything. And I was going to use it last night. I was going to do some chicken wings, except my lady.
I was nauseous.
I said my lady friend here with her Venus. What is it?
Penis flytrap.
It just happened.
I was still sick from the diet medication.
She still wasn't feeling too good, so I haven't used it yet, but I will definitely let this crowd know when I use it for the first time what I think of it. I'm so excited. I watched many, many videos on it, and it looks just incredible. So, thanks for your help.
Thanks for nothing. What's thanks your first nothing. Dish going to be? Because I think it should be stuffed mushrooms.
Ooh.
I know.
I didn't think about stuffed mushrooms. But yeah.
I'm here to help and to eat.
I did. Yeah, I did have my my chicken wings out, but I ended up freezing them. But yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Who's
do
next?
Do it on a Wednesday. Go ahead, Lisa.
Ooh, yeah.
So I want to warn you guys that this one, it's a trigger warning.
Okay.
It's very, very sad. So just make sure if you need tissue or something.
Okay.
Okay. It's all right. You guys, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile flipped onto its side after crashing along the suburban Chicago highway.
Lord, no.
No.
Mm-hmm.
God, no.
Yeah.
The horror.
Yeah. An Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Did you know that there's more than one?
No.
Yeah, there's a few
there's
of them.
There's a few of them. But this one got into a pickle on a Chicago highway. The hot dog-shaped Wienermobile hit a car Monday morning along Interstate 294, and its driver lost control and overcorrected, causing it to roll on its side near the Chicago suburbs of Oak Brooks, Illinois State Police. I wonder if it was Chicago dog. No inquiries were reported after the crash, which promoted the closure of the right lane on northbound I-294 for more than an hour. A spokeswoman for the Oscar Mayer brand, which has several Wienermobiles, you guys, told the Chicago Sun-Times, it's grateful that everyone involved is safe and there were no injuries. Video from the crash shows that the yellow and orange Wienermobile was later hauled away on a flatbed truck, which apparently... visibility on the part of the vehicle. So hopefully it'll be better soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully they didn't bruise its wiener.
Well, you know what I think sucks about that is they must not get guys that can handle their wieners correctly.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a big one.
It is. I mean, it should be easily handled.
You would think.
Yeah. So I hope they heal quickly.
I've never heard of a wiener on a flatbed.
Flatbread?
I was going to say flatbread.
Wiener on flatbread.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's Shell's favorite.
No driver was harmed.
Nobody was harmed. Wiener. Yeah, and he didn't hit anybody as far as they know.
That was a big boner on his part for wrecking that.
For sure. Mm-hmm. What a crappy way to start the week.
I have a picture, too, so I'll put that on the Facebook page.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wiener down.
Yep.
Downward dog.
Well, thank you for that, Lisa. Uh-huh.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is a great story. You know what else is great?
What's that?
Science.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to tell you guys a little something about crows.
Happy!
Do you guys know that they're super smart?
Crows?
Crows. Yeah. Yes, they are.
I'll tell you how smart they are. Crows can count aloud, not unlike human toddlers. Crows tend to get a bad rap, perhaps because they're scary smart. Mm-hmm. They can memorize faces, create tools, and solve puzzles. And a recent study uncovered that the birds can also count aloud using a tallying approach, much like human toddlers. Picture a little kid counting. They may say 1, 2, 3, or even 1, 1, 1, with the correct number of words, but wrong actual words. Deanne Lau, the lead study author of Audubon Magazine, you guys are subscribers, yes?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That crows are doing something similar. Lau and her co-authors trained 3 carry-on crows to connect numbers on a screen with tones on a speaker that corresponded to each number. The birds then learned to produce a sequence of caws in response to each cue's number, thus using their voices to count. Notably, as the numbers got bigger, the crows took longer, indicating they were taking a beat to wrap their minds around the challenge. And if you thought we'd pass up a chance for a counting crows reference, you'd be sorely mistaken.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, that's where they got the name for the band.
Uh-huh. They're a murder of crows. And that was from our very favorite Nice News.
That was
awesome.
It was something. Also,
you'll get a prize, a very good prize, maybe a choked chicken.
Ooh.
If you can tell us right on the Facebook page what your bad witch correlation to the crow is.
Oh, it's an Easter egg. It's an Easter crow. Mm-hmm.
So
it's an Easter chicken.
You can tell us what I have that correlates to a crow or the crow, as the case may be.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Beautiful.
Ah, that rhymes.
And that's what we're talking about. Chicken, yep. A Chinese chicken.
Wow is
choke,
next.
Choke, chickity choke. What?
Wow's next.
Okay.
Per use.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh yeah, he's the man witch. Oh yeah.
We're gonna wow you. We're gonna wow you. This is the wow section for you. It's the wow.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Happy!
Beer!
Shelley like rainbow.
Rainbow Shelley. All right, guys, it's the WOW segment. And as you know, Shelley does the true crime. I do the music. Lisa does the pets. We're going to have Lisa start off with a little bit of pet information. So pay attention. You might learn something.
Here you go, guys. A study found you can pet your stress away by cuddling cats and dogs.
We all know how relaxing it is to take a moment to cuddle with your pet. Now there's science behind it. A 2019 study from the Washington State University found cuddling a cat or a dog for just a few minutes can reduce your stress levels. Mm-hmm. Just 10 minutes can have a significant impact. An associated professor at WSU Department of Human Development said in a statement, students in our study that have interacted with cats and dogs have significant reduction in cortisol and major stress hormones. I want to be part of this study.
How about if you pet totally. Your chicken?
That's a choking.
Oh.
The study, inspired by the Pet Stress Away program across the college campuses, separates 249 students into four groups. Why that number? We don't know. Interacting with cats and dogs in different ways. I'm really wondering if that, like, goes into four evenly.
It doesn't. I don't think you know it does. It doesn't.
I knew it didn't.
You
but
know
it just,
math.
I know, but it just was like seemed dumb.
And it seemed like something that you would hate, and I agree with
yes.
you.
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. The first group didn't have enough people. No, just kidding. The first group was immediately allowed to play with cats and dogs for 10 minutes in a casual setting, while the second group had to watch the others play with the animals. The third group watched a slideshow featuring images of animals involved in the study, and the fourth group was waitlisted and told they would be allowed to see the animals after quietly waiting for 10 minutes without any stimuli. We already knew the students enjoying interacting with animals that helped them experience more positive emotions. What we wanted to learn was whether this exposure would help students reduce their stress in a less subjective way, and it did. It was exciting because the reduction of stress hormones may, over time, have significant benefits for physical and mental health. Okay, so this is my takeaway on that. Duh.
Duh is
yeah,
correct.
That's all I have to say. Of course you're going to be irritated if you're the one who they say you're going to be able to pet
right.
cats and dogs and then you can't.
Right.
And pet cats.
Yeah, I mean, and also, if they were like me, it doesn't matter. I could have been in the cat and dog petting group and I was still been stressed out because the groups weren't even. So, let's just call a spade and a cat a dog and just everybody pet more cats and
Lisa's
dogs.
Like, one of you two, pat that pussy this way. I want to pet it.
To be clear, you would have done the whole study completely differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's from 2019, and it needs to be revisited.
They were so unstudy savvy back then.
2000, like, never. Everybody knew that from always.
We didn't need to know. I mean, we just knew it.
How do we get funded for this study?
I'm going to look into it.
Yeah, please.
Okay, you're
please.
Welcome.
Thank you for that, Lisa.
That's my well.
Yeah, nice. You want to go, Dee?
I'll go, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
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 He does.
Let me ask.
He enthusiastically
All
does.
All right, guys. So today, I went up and looked up stuff that's notable to the music industry on July 24th.
Oh.
I like to bring stuff on this day.
That's right.
In 1976, Elton John and Kiki D's duet, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, reached number one in the UK.
Oh, such a great song.
On this beautiful day. Hall & Oates, She's Gone, was released.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, we got to always bring a Hall & Oates because those poor guys.
I love them.
They're so against each other right now.
Oh, don't cry for Hall or
Oh,
Oates.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Yeah.
That old movie, Seems It's How We Had a little bit of a, on the last show, a little bit of Beatles reference. I thought, okay, well, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band opened in New York today back in 1978.
Heck yeah, they did.
The movie?
Yes.
Oh,
in 1987.
Great.
This is one that you guys, you know, because I think this was around your video store times.
Yeah, Peter Frampton was in
La Bamba opened up.
Oh.
You know?
Richie!
Yeah.
So good.
Carried that damn thing everywhere.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, we seen a guy in Arvada the other day walking with a guitar. I go, Richie!
It was funny. Yeah.
So good. Uh-huh.
And then to end it on an up note, of course, this and that. Today is Jennifer Lopez's birthday, and guess how old she is?
Jenny from the Block?
Jenny from the Block.
I bet she's 54.
She is 55 today.
Wow. I'll be
yes.
jiggered. Smoking. Good on you, J-Lo.
We're not sure whether she's still married or not, or if that's still a thing.
Right?
But
it doesn't matter.
You know, but yeah, so that was just my little tidbit on what happened on this day on July 24th.
That's great.
Well, perfect.
I think going forward, we should stop harping on multiple marriages.
Well, they're just...
thing.
Let's all put pineapples in our windows.
Put some white rocks in your front yard.
Yeah, hey, why not?
Always informative, Daryl.
Tomorrow, actually, well, not like when we do the show, but in real life times, would have been my sister's 47th birthday. So happy heavenly birthday to Brandy.
Yes,
happy
bunny.
Heavenly birthday, Brandy. And I didn't know if we wanted to acknowledge that today, and I'm glad that you did.
Yeah. And join Patreon. Daryl came up with a great idea for Patreon.
Ooh, yeah. It's
we
gonna be fun.
Are hoping that we can do some roundtable discussions, videos for the Patreon with some of our past guests.
With past guests,
yeah. Can I do my wow also?
Yeah.
Oh! What am I, Daryl? Hey,
that was a misunderstanding.
It was just a misunderstanding.
It was.
And it was for sure.
Hey, you remember when Shelly was supposed to be on our show, Lisa? We sat and talked about you all the time.
This was a segment I made up. I'm going to do
that. Daryl, is this the time we tell her she's no longer welcome?
Welcome to the Good Witch Minute.
I'm dying. I'm dying inside.
It's fun when Lisa fucks up because it never happens. So my wow this week is you've been cleared.
Okay.
Wow this week, my well of wisdom is true crime. It is true crime rule.
Number 32. How to kill your friend would get away with it.
I'm not mad. True crime rule number 32. Don't fake your own kidnapping.
No.
Oh, never.
Hey, Sherry Papini, I'm looking at you. I hate you too, Sherry Papini. Well, I thought that she came before the real kidnapping, Denise Huskins. Do you know the Denise Huskins case?
Is that the one where she was really kidnapped and thought her husband did it? And
yes.
Yeah, no, all of that was a really interesting case.
It's a great documentary and all this other stuff. Look for Denise and Aaron Huskins. But that was a crazy case in 2015. So I thought that Sherry Papini came first, but no, the Sherry Papini case was in 2016, and she was an egomaniac, narcissist, all the things that wanted the attention from the Denise Huskins case, and from there was another woman in her neighborhood that was missing and most likely killed. She's never been recovered.
Oh my
but
God.
Because of all of that attention, she faked her own kidnapping, and the ripples and repercussions were endless. She was a mother of two young children. She came back beaten and bruised, which were self-inflicted, and somebody else helped her a little bit, injuries, but came back after, 6 weeks or something on Thanksgiving Day. So it was damaging to her two children. Of course, her husband was worried sick. She said that she was kidnapped by three Mexican women. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mexican women were being profiled all over the state and weren't wanting to be, you know, travel in groups. There was an older one, a younger one, and all of that. And then also, she milked the Victims Advocate Fund for, I think, $300,000 or something like that.
And I think even worse than that, she had really big gums.
So her gums were insane, guys.
Somebody
they
brought
were
her back real quick. Yeah.
Yes.
No,
okay.
I don't like gummies.
Yes, and because of that, we hate it. So don't fake your own kidnapping. It makes people not believe when things really happen.
Yep.
And it also makes you look like a psychopath. It ruins your family life. And it also, it took up a lot of police resources. So when she was finally charged, I believe that she still has millions of dollars of restitution to that state and to the Victims Advocate Fund. And who knows how those kids are going to turn out.
Well, and that her poor husband.
I know.
I mean, you know, you hear of all these guys that really do something wrong this night. And this guy's like,
he was such a sweet
not a clue.
Feller.
And then come to find out it was an ex-boyfriend that was helping her out.
Exactly. And I don't think that guy knew exactly the whole thing that was going on.
I think
either.
That guy was like, we're up for a good time
everybody.
For a weekend or something. Yeah. But
Her and her big seductive gums just laid them over down
and then
on
she
everybody.
Says to him, hey, could you just slap me around for a little bit?
Yeah, throw a hockey puck at me or whatever.
Yeah, he would shoot hockey pucks at her.
But
yeah.
What kind of psycho goes to that much trouble just to get
Sherry
some
Papini.
Attention? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Anyway,
yeah.
Second,
so.
Sherry, don't fake your own kidnapping. You're a drain on society.
I think that 4 out of 5 dentists say that if you have big gums, you're a psychopath.
Dentists know what they're talking about.
Yeah, well, there's that.
That's right.
Especially in true crime.
Yep. Or as Daryl would say, 6 out of 5.
Right.
Yeah, 6 out of 5, Lisa. Come on, get it right.
That is my wow. Lisa, Lisa, would you like to tell them what's coming up next?
No, I don't really have anything to talk about. Oh my gosh, I'm dying. Okay, so yeah, you guys, we have a lot of stuff for Patreon that's going on. We're thinking about doing a game night where we can play some Would You Rather. We are talking about getting some of our old guests together and doing a roundtable discussion of some of the greatest topics that the world has today.
Yeah, we actually kind of, me and the gal sat today and we kind of talked about it, but it would be cool to see what our fans, who would you like to hear, like us bring a group back together? And it's a group of four, that way it's, you know, even.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then there's us, and then there's seven.
And right. Then we're going to have, Paul will be here, and we're going to have kittens and dogs and stuff for everybody to hold.
Yes.
Yay! We could also have like a petting zoo. Yes. That would be part of our Patreon. Ooh. We'll get a bunch of puppies.
Petting zoo, yoga.
I'll figure it out. Just, you guys join Patreon and I'll make it all happen. You tell me what you want.
Yeah, she's got tons of free time.
$5 a month and you can pet puppies and talk to people and play games and...
And we're as good as our word.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we never lie. And there's never any kind of misunderstandings.
Stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy, maybe. I don't know.
What?
Okay.
What are we doing?
Huh? Bingo.
Phenomenon.
Do, do,
do, do, do, do. Phenomenon. Do, 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 do.
Phenomenon. Do, 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 do